question. First of all, for myself, I'm actually more so an IT user now. Okay. And because of my work, I'm required to do a certain amount of number crunching, data manipulation, spreadsheets. Okay. I started using Excel with 97 version, okay, since 2000, and up to today, I haven't had any chance to get away from it. So, and I only managed to start using Python about 2008. And after having touched on Python, I realized that there are some things in Excel that cannot solve a certain problem. There are certain blind spots that Excel cannot address, and Python can actually come in. Okay, Python can actually come in and actually helps to cover and plug those gaps. Okay, so I'll be talking about my approach. Okay, it's actually an approach. It's not a real end result. Okay, it's not something that you can download. It's a tool that you can use. It's actually an approach, a process. Okay. And I'll do a very simple demo about it. Without Python, how would the same process go about? Okay, and I'll also give a very simple overview of what the process is. Okay, and talk about alternative. Right, and I'll compare. And I'll do some compare and contrast with the alternative. Right. So, what is it? Okay, like I mentioned earlier. It's actually a process, form of a problem solving. It's not an end product. Okay, makes use of the existing Python packages, okay, readily available tools to get the job done. Okay, pretty much quick and dirty initially. But being a developer, as I progress and I relook at my code, I tend to try to improve on it. And along the way, I revamp my code and it becomes a better solution after all. Okay, just a quick glimpse of what I'm talking about right now. Okay. Okay, maybe I just show you what I'm... Okay, this is a sample of the data that you can imagine that these are records in the database, okay, that you managed to extract from a query, okay, and perhaps you can also imagine that these are people attending evening classes after their work, so they can only attend a particular subject after their work for the evening, okay, and how many records am I looking at? There are actually 462 records. Imagine if you have to go through this record and try to make sense of it, okay, producing something like this. Okay, something like this. Okay, if you're interacting with the database, even if you try to do a query, it will take at least maybe two or three queries to attain this. Okay. Or something like this. Okay, I have four different classes, and it actually looks into my raw records. Okay, from the raw records, it pulls out relevant information pertaining to each class and tells you what the students are taking for each day. Right. So if you're going to do it in Excel, okay, if I were to do it in Excel, it probably may look something like this. Okay, this is the raw data. Okay, I'm looking at 462 records. Okay, instead of eyeballing, I have a timetable that looks like this. Okay, this is composing of all the students. Okay, this is composing of all the students. Okay, still a lot of records. I'm looking at 90. I'm looking at 90 over, and it's real headache when you need to eyeball things like this. Okay, so instead of trying to work further. Okay, that means I have to work with this list and try to break them down according to their classes, and with the relevant information I can send to the staff concerned so that they know who's in their class. Okay, instead of instead of going on and on and on with this. Okay. What I can do, okay, I'll do a simple demo on my data. First of all. Okay, I have already written some simple codes to process those information. So what I'll just do is, and I can just okay. So what it just simply did is pick up the CSV, read through, and do a very first preliminary process of it. Just simple, just something like that. And after a preliminary process of it, it actually goes through a second level process. Okay, maybe I can also show you what are the things available with it. Okay, these are some of the process that's available. Okay, say for example, I want to put it into a student's roster. Okay, so what I can do is, okay, but before I touch on that, perhaps I can look at some documentation which I have written. Okay, it actually returns me some information. Okay, it returns me a table of student versus subjects that they're taking. So let me just grab this information. Okay, so it tells me to check my return value. Okay, so maybe just have a look at it. There might be a lot of information in there. Okay, this is all handled. I don't have to worry about it. What do I mean? Okay, I can actually interface to. If you notice right now, there's nothing here. I mean, still this list of files, but once I run through my script, then okay, it will create all these folder files. Okay, so over here, these are all freely, readily available tools. You're just making use of them, go through a call process, and through this call process, receive information that is meaningful and helpful to you. Okay, so what I get from here is the very same piece of information. Okay, the very same piece of information that I would get if I were to put it into a student roster. Okay, bear in mind that these are two different formats. One is in spreadsheet XLS, one is in CSV. So, but it, to me, it doesn't really matter. Why am I saying that? Okay. Without Python, initially, if I just apply pivot tables, I can't really get what I want. Okay. And if I use a slightly different approach, I can either have formulas or I can approach by macros. But using macros, I'm always with the data. My codes are with the data. If someone sends me codes, if someone sends me the data, I have to port my codes over and to check the portability. That means if I'm working with Excel 2003, someone sends me a format in 2007, is my macro still going to work? Okay, so I have to worry about all these. Okay, and of course there are, and of course if I approach through the steps of the formula, there are concerns as well. Okay, first with the formulas, okay, the steps involved, I have to derive the unique list of students. I have to worry about the columns that I need. Okay, because I'm already thinking about the end results. Okay. Then I have to design the formula, and after I've got the formula, I have to check and verify the result. Okay, what if with the raw data, okay, I have changes in the list of students? Okay, or if there are some subject that switch days, okay, student changes classes, as long as anything happens to my raw information, my output generated using formulas will not validate anymore. I need to repeat the same process over. Okay. Actually, in your workplace, if this happens, it's good because you're indispensable. Okay. But if you look from another point, it's not really that good because you can't be away. You always have to attend to data as long as it changes. Okay. So the way I approach to this situation, okay, from information system point of view, we are always taking in data, doing a bit of processing, and churning out information. Okay. So looking at the entry point of view, instead of just focusing on the data, we can have an input interface, or maybe a certain format, how you receive the input data. Okay. Well, it can be from CSV. It can also be from Excel 207, and obviously it can also come directly from database and many other formats. Okay, like for example, even from OpenOffice. Okay, as long as it adheres to the input interface, okay, then I can channel the data into the core process. And with the information, I can actually churn it out very simply into CSV, or I use a old library, PyAccelerator. I churn it out into Excel format. Okay, obviously I can also do it in the latest version. Okay, I can use Excel SX. Okay, and even more, I can do interface back into database. I can even create several files, like how I managed to show you just now. And I can even come up with documentations. Okay. And once you have defined a certain set of core process, okay, the valuable thing here is that you can actually interface the core process to external processes. Like for example, NumPy, if you need to verify records pertaining to a lot of students, and you need accuracy in some scientific calculations. Okay, with my solution, if you were to compare it against alternative answers, in this case, Resolver 1, my steps are actually just a process. It's not really an end result compared to Resolver 1. Okay, I'm just talking about over here, what is actually Resolver 1. Okay, it's actually more like a spreadsheet application itself, but with Python as the language for its macros. Okay, so the features is that it has very good built-in interface for accessing to internet, to web application. If you install the free version for IronPython, it actually gives you a set of, sample where you can download information from Yahoo. Okay, and if you were to use a Resolver 1, well, obviously, nothing stops you from solving your own problem using alternative solution. Okay, the strength about Resolver 1, okay, there is very good facility to access database, access to web information, and you can even do chartings information. Okay, there is compatibility with spreadsheets. You can import information from XLS, but you can't access to the latest version yet. What is this weakness? Okay, it's not fully compatible with Linux up to this point. Although there are plans for Resolver 1 to attempt to enable users to use it on Linux. Okay.
Is it running on mono?
Sorry?
Yeah, it runs on mono for Linux.
Yes, but it's not supported by the the developers themselves yet. Someone have tried and think they've managed to make it work in Linux, but it's not the official solution from Resolver 1. Okay, many Python packages that you can use it right now with classic Python, you can't really apply this. You can't really use the same package on IronPython. Okay, there are also issues working with other spreadsheet formats. And well, if you look at Resolver 1, well, you have to relearn, readapt, reorientate to the end solution, to the end result. Okay, so what I basically did is I just shared a perspective of why spreadsheets may not solve what you are looking for. Okay, and I just shared how Python can be helpful because it's highly sociable. In saying highly sociable, there is a lot of libraries that Python have access to that enables it to cross a lot of domains to other areas. Okay. And probably this, my steps of solving problems may not apply for you, but you can think about it and see if at your place of work how you can think of other processes that help you attain your final solution before you use a end result to get your answer. Okay, so that's all.
Anyone has a question for Charles?
Yes.
You're not asking the same question.
No. Your primary input of spreadsheet seems to be the CSV module. Using CSV input, have you tried reading the spreadsheets directly using XLRV?
Okay, I haven't really used XLRD yet. Okay, but currently I did try to use PyWinter2 and managed to extract data from Excel 2007.
Yeah.
I can probably also do the same thing, but the issue that I get usually is that when I make use of PyWinter2, there is some speed lag. But I haven't really looked into that yet.
Does XLRD use PyWinter2? I thought it was an independent.
It's independent. The issue with PyWinter2 is that you need an application to be able to pick up and understand spreadsheets first.
Yeah.
If your OS doesn't come with Excel, then it simply won't be able to understand the file.
Sure.
So if you can also do the same thing with Microsoft Word, PowerPoint, but if you don't have the application installed, then you cannot read and understand the format.
Any other questions?
Yes. Do you kind of construct the intermediate format where you put everything in, like an exchange format, or is everything just in the process? So you read all those different formats every time you do it, or just convert everything to one format and you read?
My work requires me to just churn out very quick information. So to me, there is no need to deposit information and save them into data files. Okay, so usually when I just grab information, I just directly calculate and churn them out. Okay, but considering system performances, if I'm working with very, very large files, millions of reports perhaps, then there might be consideration to accept partial records, put them into data files first. As I go through this process, I do calculations and ensure that my calculations are accurate before I produce the end result.
I would work it out in two steps, just the import step, put everything in, then everything's clean, and then I can work on it. Every time if a problem something wrong with it, somebody changed the Excel file can change. You can put a different column in, then your thing breaks. So then you have to do it again. So once you have a database or something, you define a format, nobody can change it, then you have an image, then you can represent it. At least you have a copy to work with, even if it breaks.
Yes, I agree with that. Well, even database tables, the structure change frequently. So I don't really agree to fixating my formats to a certain fashion and just stick to that. And I will always believe in the data will always change.
It's a different environment.